WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brand and Cole here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom delivered with a healthy dose of real talk. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? When emotions seem to run high, leaving you feeling overwhelmed or unsure how to handle it all. Well, today we're diving into something super important. Navigating our emotions with empathy and understanding. Not just for ourselves, but also for others. It's like this in a world where everyone's juggling their own anxieties, frustrations, and hopes. Learning to navigate these emotional waters with grace can be the difference between feeling lost at sea and sailing smoothly towards your goals. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. Emotions are complex, they're messy, and sometimes they feel like unruly guests crashing your party. But here's the Stoic secret. Understanding our emotions doesn't mean letting them control us. It means becoming aware of their presence, acknowledging their power, and choosing how we respond. Think of it like learning a new language. It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of patience. So, how do we actually pull this off? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can help us become emotional masters, not victims. First, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Ever felt like bottling up your feelings was doing you any favors? Yeah, me neither. Naming those emotions, anger, sadness, joy, fear is the first step towards understanding them and ultimately managing them. Think of it like taking a good inventory of your emotional toolbox. Second, practice self-compassion. This one's crucial. We're all human and we mess up sometimes. Instead of beating ourselves up over negative emotions, treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Remember that you're doing the best you can in any given situation. Think of it like offering yourself a warm hug when you need it most. Third, separate facts from feelings. This is where things get interesting. Our emotions often cloud our judgment, making us perceive situations more negatively than they actually are. Learning to differentiate between what's truly happening and how we feel about it can help us make more rational decisions. Think of it like putting on your emotional rose-tinted glasses. Sometimes you need to take them off for a clearer view. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control how you respond to it. This Stoic principle is golden. Dwelling on things outside your control only leads to frustration and anxiety. Channel your energy into actions ever within your power. Think of it like steering your ship through stormy waters. Focus on what you can do to navigate safely, not on the storm itself. And finally, cultivate empathy for others. This is where our journey truly becomes meaningful. By understanding and acknowledging other people's emotions, we build stronger connections, foster compassion, and create a more supportive world. Think of it like extending your hand in friendship. Even a small gesture can make a big difference. Now let me tell you about a situation I faced recently that really brought this whole concept home. I was prepping for a big presentation, and my anxiety was through the roof. I felt overwhelmed, stressed, and honestly, a little panicked. But instead of letting those emotions dictate my actions, I took a few deep breaths, acknowledged how I was feeling, and reminded myself that preparation is key. I focused on what I could control, practicing my speech, organizing my notes, and visualizing success. And you know what? It paid off. Not only did I deliver a great presentation, but I also learned a valuable lesson about navigating emotions with grace under pressure. It's a constant practice, for sure, but the rewards are definitely worth it. Remember, folks, managing our emotions is not about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about becoming aware of their power, understanding their influence, and ultimately choosing how we respond. By practicing empathy, self-compassion, and rational thinking, we can navigate life's emotional currents with strength and resilience. So take a moment today to reflect on your own emotional landscape. What are you feeling? What can you control? And most importantly, how can you cultivate understanding and compassion for yourself and those around you? Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or stories about navigating emotions, hit us up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay resilient, stay stoic, and keep embracing the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.